Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Sharaina, S-H-A-R-A-I-N-A, Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Sharaina Jenkins is a 45-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5-11-22, but at that time she was lifting boxes that were double-packed, but she was doing so in an underhanded fashion. But as a result, she believes she injured her right shoulder and went to St. Francis Emergency Room afterwards. She was later diagnosed with a tear in her shoulder, repaired surgically in February of 2023. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph, as per the records supplied on 7/14/20, she had an MRI of the face and neck and brain, obviously unrelated to the subject incident. This was done to address optic nerve edema. On 5/17/22, she was seen at Concentra, stating she was restocking her station and went to retrieve boxes, and due to the weight of it, it fell out of her hands. She started to feel pain in her right shoulder. She was evaluated and diagnosed with right shoulder strain, for which she was quickly referred for an MRI, and X-rays, physical therapy was also ordered. X-rays done in the office showed no significant radiologic findings. She did have an MRI of the right shoulder on 5/26/22. It showed partial bursal surface tear of the supraspinatus tendon along the distal insertion with associated subacromial/subdeltoid bursitis. But there was also moderate hypertrophic change of the acromic clavicular joint, roughly 8 millimeter, and a roughly 8 millimeter subacromial spur. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin beginning 7/28/22. He noted originally seeing her on 6/30/22 when he recommended an injection and physical therapy and light duty. On this occasion, he did perform a cortisone injection with a diagnosis of subacromial bursitis as well as incomplete rotator cuff tear. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described, but remained symptomatic. In paragraph on 2/27/23, Dr. McAlpin performed arthroscopic subacromial decompression with acromioplasty and rotator cuff repair via dermal allograft. The postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder rotator cuff, partial thickness tear with subacromial bursitis, and impingement, as well as shoulder pain. She subsequently had an MR arthrogram of the shoulder on 7/20/23. It confirmed she did not have any re-tears. Dr. McAlpin saw her running through 8/24/23 and placed her at maximum medical improvement. They discussed treatment options and she wanted to try therapy first. She did not want to pursue manipulation under anesthesia. She was to transition to a home exercise program. Physical exam. Extremities upper and spectrum revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder. but no swelling, atrophy, or effusion this period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 90 degrees with internal and external rotation to 70 degrees. Period adduction and extension were both full to 50 degrees. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level. Period motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation as well as elbow extension, but was otherwise 5/5. She had global tenderness to palpation about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive linear impingement maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that was normal, cervical normal, and thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 5/11/22, Sharana Jenkins injured her right shoulder while lifting back boxes at work. Period, she sought treatment on 5/17/22 at Concentra. Period, she was quickly referred for an MRI of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period, Ms. Jenkins also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. McAlpin. Period, after a trial of conservative treatment, he performed surgical intervention to be inserted here. Period, she had physical therapy postoperatively. Period, an MRI arthrogram on 7/20/23. Confirm the absence of any re-tears. Period, Dr. McAlpin saw her through 8/24/23 and cleared her to return to work without restrictions and was placed on maximum medical improvement. Period. The latest clinical exam on 7/27/23 found no documented abnormalities except forward flexion was to 160 degrees with external rotation to 20 degrees. Period internal rotation was to the mid-axillary line. Period her current range of motion is much worse than at that exam, suggesting an element of symptom magnification. Period. In paragraph, the current examination did reveal decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period she was globally tender about the right shoulder, suggesting a symptom magnification. Period, near impingement maneuver elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period,